What's your opinion? This is It's Debatable.
Welcome to It's a Baseball on Campus FM 103.7. I'm Luca La Citignola and I will be your host for this program. Today our topic is the political relevance of the Olympic Games in London. To join us in our debate today, we have Tonio Caruanan and Ronald Sultana, students from the Department of International Relations. Our academic guest is Miss Valentina Cassar, assistant lecturer from the Department of International Relations. Our academic guest today will be Miss Valentina Cassar from the Department of International Relations at the University of Malta. Miss Cassar, what are your thoughts on this issue?
Well, when we talk about the political role of the Olympic Games, what first comes to mind for me is the political role that sports in general can have in international relations. So within international relations and the study of foreign policies, we traditionally discuss the relations between states and normally refer to those relations between governments at an official level. However, we have increasingly come to recognize the value of social and cultural exchanges in international politics, as well as the role that public diplomacy, for example, can play in generating appeal and improving relations through communications and relations with members of the public, rather than simply through exchanges at a governmental level. You're probably all familiar with the idea of soft power as well in this regard. So I believe that sports can play an extremely important role, serving as a bridge builder in this context and a confidence builder in relations between states. We can take the important role, for example, that tennis played in the opening up of relations between the United States of America and China back in the 1970s through what famously we now refer to as ping pong diplomacy. So it could be argued that sports and large-scale sporting events such as the Olympic Games do serve as an important diplomatic tool.
How do the Olympic Games play an international political role?
I would argue that international politics lies at the very heart of the Olympic Games. The Olympic Charter cites as one of its fundamental principles, and here I'm quoting, the goal of Olympism is to place sport at the service of the harmonious development of humankind with a view to promoting a peaceful society concerned with the preservation of human dignity. So that in itself very much encompasses the idea of international politics and diplomacy and pitches itself as a bridge builder in international politics. Moreover, even the very symbol of the Olympic Games, which is the five interlaced rings that we're all familiar with, represents the union of the continents and the coming together of athletes from across the globe. So the Olympic Games therefore truly does embody the very spirit of diplomacy.
So would you say that the Olympic Games are also used to send political messages?
But whilst we may describe the Olympic Games as a tool to facilitate diplomacy that can be utilised by states and encourage the building of relations between different states, whether they have positive relations already or want to improve tense relations between themselves, I would say the Olympic Games have also been utilised by states to convey diplomatic messages as well, and that's for the good and for the worse as well. Most famously, for example, many states from the Western Bloc had boycotted the 1980 Games that were held in Moscow. And on the other hand, in 1984, you had the Games that were held in Los Angeles, which were in turn boycotted by a number of states from the Soviet bloc. So that sent a very strong political message and very much encompassed the spirit of the Cold War, which these states were living through. The Olympic Games can also be used by the host nations to send an important message and used as a showcase of the politics of the nation or to symbolize the politics of the nation at the time. So, for example, in 2008, you had the Games in Beijing, which were certainly used by China to establish itself and showcase its economic and political rise on the world stage. Unfortunately, we can also associate certain Olympic Games with more negative political statements. For example, you had the kidnapping and killing of 11 members of the Israeli team during the 1972 Olympics, which had been hosted in Munich.
So, what is the significance of the London 2012 Games?
I would say for London and indeed the United Kingdom, the prestige that's been associated with the hosting of the Games does come into play at a number of levels. Aside from the fact that hosting such an event provides a great economic injection into the country, It does serve as an opportunity to re-establish Britain on the world stage, which I would argue has been a long-established trait in Britain's foreign policy for not only a number of years, but you could even say a number of decades. However, the pride in winning the bid back in July 2005 is also bittersweet for Britain. We might remember that the day that the bid was awarded was on the 6th July in 2005, which was tragically followed the next day by the London bombings on the 7th of July in 2005, the bombings that were carried out on the London transport system. So this therefore reminds us of the security challenge that also comes into play with events, with large-scale events such as the Olympic Games. I would therefore say that while the Olympic Games does provide a wonderful economic, political and diplomatic opportunity for Britain and can be used as a symbol in its foreign policy, the security concerns will undoubtedly remain a high feature of the events, I would imagine.
Thank you, Ms. Cassan. The Olympic Games give exposure to many states in international relations. Small or developing countries that many people may not even know they exist are regularly mentioned in the media in the weeks of the event. Tonio, do you think that the Olympic Games are also reflect the world order?
As you mentioned correctly, many small states may be given some importance in the media. However, due to the low population or money invested in sports in that particular country, they may not be in final events, and thus the big states, which are the regular winners, receives more media attention. Although we see that small and developing countries receiving international exposure after some type of success by a particular athlete from that country, the final medal standings are always dominated by countries such as the US, China, Germany, Britain and Russia. Apart from being countries with huge populations, these countries can permit to invest in the sports sector with the latest efficient facilities and technologies. Therefore, we can see that the world order also exists in sports. However, sports can contribute to the world's population to understand more of an internal situation in a country. In fact, this can be seen in the recent success of the Zambian national football team in the African Nations Cup. Their unexpected final victory led to the media to give an exposure of the internal situation in Zambia that many people around the world did not even know. Therefore, the opportunity is there, but it is quite limited.
Ronald, recently we have seen a controversy about Rome's candidates to host the 2020 Olympics. These candidates failed as the Italian government felt that the bad economic situation cannot permit Italy to host the Olympic Games. Certainly, events like these have its costs and benefits, and many studies show that they can be quite economically beneficial. How can this case help us to understand whether organization Olympics can be beneficial economically for Britain or not?
In recent figures shown on British news reports, the budget for the London 2012 Olympics is currently at 9.35 billion sterling. Given the current economic pressures, this is a huge sum of money spent from public investment, and this led to several criticisms by the press. However, this may be an opportunity for London to promote itself to investors and businesses. Benefits, however, from such events are not easy to quantify. To assess benefits or losses, one has to look at three periods of time: the pre-event, the event phase, and the post-event. Although all three phases are important, we are going to look at the post-event phase, as it is the summing up of the costs and benefits or losses. Naturally, such a major sporting event requires investment in building stadiums, hotels, and modification of infrastructure. This creates jobs for the local economy. There is the probability that the London Olympics will help revive the East End of London. The temporary job increase can also become even more everlasting if the economic regeneration continues after the Games. An important argument is how the Olympics effect will contribute to an increase in tourism. Studies show that the number of tourists will increase in London in 2012. Moreover, it is forecasted that even in the years after the event, tourism will continue to grow after the huge international media exposure. Of course, this depends from the success rate obtained by holding the event in terms of efficiency, security and hospitality. Therefore, from this point of view, the Olympics can bring economic benefits. However, this is just a forecast and one cannot say that just an increase in tourism will mean economic benefits on the whole. Millions were spent just to bid to win the right to host the Games. More millions of money was spent to improve infrastructure. It is quite complex to predict what will be Britain's fate. However, one can look at the last two Olympics. In 2004 and 2008, Greece and China were the hosts respectively. Today we all know about the Greek financial situation, while China, on the other hand, is continuing to grow financially at extraordinary pace.
Tonio, if the Olympics can cause economic prosperity, it is mostly likely that there will be societal benefits in the country. In your opinion, to what extent can the society benefit if the Games bring any prosperity after all?
The Olympic Games lead the host country to improve its infrastructure, transport systems and hospitality methods. This improvement is something beneficial in the long term, as it will increase tourist and local satisfaction of London. In fact, East London has new rail lines and improved public transport, including improved international rail station at Stratford. This helps to reduce congestion and increase productivity. Apart from this, another positive thing that the Olympic brought for London in the social context is that after the Games, the Olympic Park will be used to provide homes and thus ease the housing shortages in London. Moreover, after the Games, sports will be even encouraged more in the UK, and this might help the UK to have better fitness standards and less obese, which leads to reducing the demand on healthcare.
Well, Ronald, the host country also uses this event as an opportunity to promote its culture, and it is mostly done in the showcase of the opening ceremony. In today's globalized world, there exists the argument that globalization is eradicating boundaries and national cultures. How would you put this in the context of the Olympic Games in today's globalized world?
Well, in the beginning of the 20th century, art and culture, together with sports, were the important features of the Games. In fact, there were competitions in paintings, sculpture and music until 1948. Today, although such competitions do not exist in the Olympic Games, culture still has an important role in the Games, with events such as festivals, exhibitions and concerts taking place in the build-up and during the Games. One must also mention the Cultural Olympiad that started in the UK in 2008. It is a four-year project which led to community-led projects to take place which would not have otherwise occurred without the fever of the Olympic Games. It aims at bringing together sports, culture and education. Moreover, the Cultural Olympiad is aiming to use this combination of sports, culture and education to promote several important contemporary themes, such as environmental issues. Apart from promoting the culture of the host, it also hosts an influx of other cultures coming in the country, and therefore it is a promoter of not just one culture. This will be a great opportunity to get to know about other cultures of the competing countries. Many tourists and fans visit the hosting country and also leave their mark. As the Games are a world showcase that attract millions of viewers, the British Field 2012 is a great opportunity to promote its culture and finest works of art.
Let's stop for a short break.
Welcome back to our program. Today, our special guest is His Excellency Ambassador Jim Hennessy, Ambassador of Ireland to Malta. Mr. Ambassador, what is, in your opinion, the political relevance of the Olympic Games?
In my long experience as a diplomat, I believe the Olympics have a tremendous opportunity and potential to do good. And I think the London Olympics this summer will be particularly successful. I think this year will be a chance to break away from some difficulties we've had in the past. For example, the Moscow Olympics in 1980 were hit by a boycott of Western countries following the Soviet Union intervention in Afghanistan in late 79. And then, of course, there were, in retaliation, there were absences from the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. But this year, I think everything looks really well-placed for a very successful Olympics in London in the summer of 2012.
What about the next Olympic Games in London? We can already imagine how the UK are importantly benefiting from this event. But what about the neighbouring countries?
I think the Olympic Games in 2012 will be a great success in the United Kingdom. I think they will increase the interest in sport in the UK, in Europe, globally. And I think they will lead to a tremendous sporting and cultural interaction between the UK and all neighbouring countries.
How Ireland is going to be affected by this event?
Well, obviously relations between the United Kingdom and Ireland are truly excellent. Following the enormously successful visit of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth to Ireland last year, relations really are probably at their best ever level. Obviously the Olympics this summer will represent an opportunity for both countries to develop further contacts and friendships. But of course, once the starting gun is fired, obviously everybody's competing to do the very best for themselves and for their country.
What about the policy of Ireland during this summer period?
Well, obviously, there'll be a huge number of people from all over the world travelling to the United Kingdom and neighbouring countries. We imagine there'll be very large participation from the Middle East, the Far East, from China, from Africa, Australia, New Zealand. People will come from all over the world to the United Kingdom. In particular, in Ireland, we imagine that especially those who travelled a long distance will take advantage of the opportunity to travel to Ireland as well. And for that, we have eased visa requirements for quite a considerable number of countries to travel to Ireland in the summer and latter months of this year. So we see tremendous numbers of tourists coming to the UK and Ireland around the period of the Olympics.
What will be the implication for the Olympic Games of the Olympic Games in Ireland?
Well, obviously, people will be coming from all over the world to the United Kingdom, and many will extend their holiday, their trip, and also visit Ireland. We will expect, you know, a tremendous increase in the tourist outreach between Ireland and the rest of the world. And we think there will be a very exciting possibilities in that context. I should also mention that Ireland is offering a particular welcome to Maltese athletes and also Paralympic athletes, because we mustn't forget that the Paralympics will follow the main Olympics later on. Athletes from every background will have a great opportunity, you know, to come to the United Kingdom, come to neighbouring countries. We look forward very much to many Maltese visitors travelling to Ireland, and this will further enhance, you know, friendly cooperation between our two countries, which are already excellent anyway.
Conjunction to the events, the Olympic Games, which other events tourists can take the opportunity to have in Ireland?
As it happens, the summer is a particularly exciting time culturally in Ireland, in the sporting sense and culture in particular. I mean, for example, Bloomsday on the 16th of June is the commemoration of that famous day when Leopold Bloom walked across Dublin, as recounted in Ulysses. And people come from all over the world to be in Dublin on the 16th of June. This year also, we're particularly excited that the 50th Eucharistic Congress will be held in Dublin in mid-June. And we'll have church leaders from all over the world coming to Dublin for that. We're also very pleased to welcome scientists from all over Europe to Dublin in 2012 because our capital city has been named the European Centre of Science in 2012. And as part of that, this year we'll be hosting the largest science European conference ever, the European Science Forum, from 11 to 15 July. So it's really, really going to be a very exciting summer in Ireland this year.
What are the major political projects Ireland is going to have for the coming years?
Well, we're particularly excited in Ireland that we have been honoured with the chair of the Organisation for Security Cooperation in Europe during this year of 2012. Our Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore, that is Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, will be hosting a major meeting of 56 foreign ministers on 6-7 December this year in Dublin. The OSCE is a very important multilateral organisation, which is the largest regional security organisation in the world. And Ireland is chair of the OSCE this year for the first time. And we have a very full programme, and our foreign minister and indeed his colleagues in government will be travelling widely across the OSCE area in 2012. Following on from our chairmanship of the OSCE in 2012, we are already preparing very intensively in government departments and ministries in Ireland for our presidency of the European Union in the first half of 2013. This will be the seventh time Ireland has held the presidency, and certainly 2013 looks like being a really key year for the European Union, because we'll be looking into the financial perspectives for the 2014-2020 period, and there are a number of major initiatives the EU is looking at in the horizon to 2020. So we'll have a very full programme, and we are looking forward very much to it. Well, in conclusion, I think the most important point will be that participation in the Olympic Games in London in the summer of 2012 will provide a great opportunity for relations between Ireland and Malta to be enhanced, also Ireland and the UK, and with the broader sporting world. And we look forward to a really wonderful summer of sport, spectacle and excitement. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's move back again to our students. Tonio, important world events also bring the necessity of fight security measures. Often such measures events receive terror threats to instill fear. However, terrorist attacks on the Olympic Games occurred, as we can see in the Munich and Atlanta Olympics Games. Moreover, Britain is synonymous with the terrorist attacks. How is the UK planning to make London 2012 a safe and successful event?
Important world events also bring the necessity of high security measures. Often, such major events receive terror threats to instill fear. However, terroristic attacks on the Olympic Games actually occurred, as we can see in the Munich and Atlanta Olympics. Moreover, Britain is synonymous with terrorist attacks. It is important to note that all major sporting events attracting a large number of people and thus have been regarded as high-level terrorist targets. Terrorist attacks cause harm, both in the effect of loss of life as well as the political implications. In the modern Olympic Games, security is paramount, with both increased security personnel as well as surveillance of terrorists. After Munich, the political aspect of the Games was taken into much greater consideration, both in terms of the host country's ability to provide security and to allow the Games to take place in a stable environment. the most relevant terrorist outrage in the United Kingdom, providing lessons for future events involving crowded situation, was in 7 July 2005 bombings of the London transit system. Ironically, this worst terrorist attack on British territory took place the day after the capital city celebrated the winning of 2012 bid for the Olympics. From prior experiences of security operations at major sporting events and historical counter-terrorism experiences of London, implications of security measures are essential for the Olympic Games. With planning and construction for the London 2012 Olympic Games now well underway, measures to counter terrorist attacks are being factored into all preparations to protect the millions of visiting spectators, the Olympic Village inhabitants, Games officials and the travelling public during the Games.
Ronald, the time is running up. What are your final comments?
Well, in economic terms, it is very hard to predict whether UK will make profits, since it is not sufficient to just what Britain's situation is in the next years after the 2012. One has to look at a longer period of time, because financial benefits can also be derived from the experience gained in information security and innovation, which can provide growth in a digital economy and not just tourism. However, I feel that even if a country may go through losses due to the Olympic Games, it is a special showcase and it brings national pride.
What are your final comments, Tonio?
From the past to the present day, the Olympic Games brought with them excitement from different parts of the world. Interestingly, the Olympics, apart from being national and self-pride for both the athletes and the competing countries, they bring with them other key aspects. The Olympics is a worldwide event where almost all countries take part in these games, compete against each other, and congregate among themselves. Thanks to the media and broadcasts, the Olympic Games are spread all over the world. The media, apart from showing these games, also brings the cultural exposure of the host country. These Olympic Games bring economic, social and infrastructural developments for the host country. Taking the 2012 Olympics in London, these will be beneficial for the people of the area and also the UK. The Olympics is an event that brings with it exposure and developments for the host country, a lot of emotions and pride through sports.
This brings us to the end of the program and to the entire season of It's Debatable. On behalf of Mirza, I would like to thank all the guests, the Department of International Relations and the students who participated in the radio shows. I would like also to express my gratitude to Mirza Lane Buhajar as program coordinator, Messiaem and Alex Bencinis as hosts of the shows, and Kenneth Mitz and Carmelo Vella as radio technicians. You can continue to listen to all our programs on Campus FM website. It's Debatable will be back on Campus FM 103.7.